I identify as black. I live with my father most of the time. He's Jamaican and Chinese. With him, it's kind of prejudice, especially with color. Family get-togethers was kind of split in the middle. The whole family is pretty much Chinese and Jamaican. They're like, oh, you look more chinky eye. You're going to be in that area. You look more black. They used to say nigga. So where do I fit in? It's always about color with them. It still is. My mom is full on Jamaican. The whole dark skin, natural hair, everything. It was kind of like whenever they talked about my dark complexion, it was always negative. I have a twin as well. He is darker. They used to clash us together. Oh, she's pretty. He's ugly. I really don't like that. I used to like it, not realizing what it meant. I was always seeking approval from them. It's always about color with them. It still is. I look back. Why don't you see it as an older person? I think it's more because they're conditioned harder towards it. I try and address it. I try and educate rather than be like, why you like this? Why you like that? You know, you're not a house slave anymore. You're not a field slave anymore. We're living free in everything. You don't have to have that mindset, but they do. It's always about color. We also did have friends who didn't even really consider themselves black. Dominicans and everything. They're like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm Dominican. There's no Haitian in me. But your skin color says different. Your hair texture says different. Why not embrace something that you're part of? What's so negative about being black? The more we try to have a conversation, the more we started to clash. A lot of it is ingrained so young, especially from your parents. You look up to your parents. They tell you one thing and you instantly believe it, until you have to condition yourself and look outwards and say, that's not right. I always knew I was black. I really didn't accept myself, to the point that I didn't even want to date black people. I didn't want to be associated with them either. I'm still trying to train myself not to think dark skin is bad. It's a sad thing. Whenever I see that somebody's black, darker, I automatically think, oh, I don't want to be around them or something. They might cause too much attention. Versus if I'm with a lighter person, I might be a little more friendly or something. I try and break myself of that and get to know that person. I started gaining more perspective, actually saying this is wrong and this is right. I shouldn't be thinking that way, actually acknowledging myself. A lot of the stereotypes that we do have is pretty much based off of minorities. I'm not like that. I can't live like this. I can't be hating myself for the rest of my life. I can't have anger pent up. My mom had just permed my hair. I went outside thinking I was a white girl now. It was foggy, and I came out looking like Oprah Winfrey. Everybody made fun of me. I was so sad. After that, I just really wanted to be white. I just wet my hair the entire time, kept it flat, and just dead. Years later, my sister had me cut my hair all off because it was just dead and lifeless. From then on, I just started loving myself. I had my natural hair. I can't escape it. This is what grows out my head. Loving myself through my hair, loving my complexion through my hair. The basis of segregating somebody to make one person feel a level up more, like more important because of your skin complexion, a really negative thing. It's Eurocentric. The lighter you are, the better you are, the gooder you are, versus the darker side. That just doesn't make sense. Light-skinned. Oh, they're narcissistic. Oh, they're into themselves. They are more uppity. They look down to people from their nose. Dark-skinned people. They're more aggressive. They're more impolite. They don't care what anyone has to say. They're just going to step over something. Social media is a big part of it. We look up to what they say. Says he's pro-black and then goes and marries someone who's not black who appropriates something that isn't theirs to take. That's pretty much the way. You can go into any music video. Most of them have light skin, big booty that looks like plastic. That's pretty much the way. Black people, we keep on perpetuating something. We seek approval a lot of the times. White people who are not of color, they don't want to address it. They don't have the knowledge, or they are uncomfortable. Pick up a book. We have the same struggles. Is it because you'd rather have your lives be easier? I went on a date one time. He was like, "You're not like regular black girls." "What does a regular black girl act like? Let me know." He was like, "Oh, you're not loud. You don't dress the way they dress. You don't carry yourself." How are we supposed to carry ourselves? I did JROTC. I couldn't do my twists. It was against the dress code. I've been told, "You gotta do something with your hair. It's too crazy. It looks too unkempt. It's funny. I see other people imitating my hair. I see other people wanting my texture, but why can't I wear it?" Weaves are assimilation, not appropriation. You need to straighten your hair. You can't go outside looking like that. That's pretty much it. We're trying to become the standard. It's a journey to discover yourself, especially as you get older. Your whole identity with your hair, accepting your natural hair. I absolutely love it. Once you go natural, you have to accept yourself. You're forced to.